What's up? It's your girl, JS Danielle, coming to you live on Friday evening. It is me. It is I. It is JS. This is Eclectically Sexual Sounds. It's Friday, people, and I am dog-ed tired. I have to get up in the morning and go and do another 9 to 9. And I am certainly looking forward to it. The people I work with are awesome people. And I'm getting treated to lunch tomorrow. What's up? Tonight, I was going to discuss on this being season 7, episode 16. You got me fiending. And I picked that because, you know, nowadays, people are controlled or motivated by what either they presume sex with that opposite sex or same sex will be like, what the kiss from that person will be like, just their imagination running wild and being entertained and fully enthralled in what is to come and what it might quite possibly be. I enjoyed a conversation with a friend of mine from my 9 to 5, and he is my boo, Robert, and talking to him is so much fun. Robert is of the same sex persuasion and was telling me about an incident with a guy he had recently gotten with and was thoroughly impressed with his stamina and his ability to keep it coming and come back for some more. And he told me in no uncertain terms that everything that he did, he returned the favor with, which I can certainly appreciate, because you don't want to go into the bedroom giving it your all and somebody gives you a little bit, or not even some of a little bit, like a piece of some of it, and you miss out on what could quite possibly be the best sex because they didn't go all in. They didn't give you 100%. They didn't give you 110%. Hell, you didn't get 90%. And so when I was talking to my boo Robert, he was telling me about all the different things and all the different places, and watching him talk, his eyes closed, almost going back to that moment when he had been with this friend of his. It was, what's the word? I was living vicariously. Because if you're listening to me every Friday night, some Friday nights, not always every week, you know that I am in a bit of a hiatus. It's been a little minute. And although I am not without my invitations, it just seems like the timing has just been really, really off. Last week it was Mother Nature. This week it's just, you know, I'm doing my work thing. I'm doing my extra work thing, trying to make a little bit of dollars, you know, because I don't even have the 15 cents. So at some point in time, I'm pretty sure that I will be bent backwards and fucked up against a wall 3 ways from Thursday, which I am certain to come back to you and thoroughly give you the ones and twos about. Right now, we're talking about my boo, Robert, and his boo, and how this person is about 12, 13 years older than him, and how he thought, you know, things were good, you know. They had that conversation that I said everybody should have. Communication is great. Where you sit that person down and said, okay, this is what I like. This is what I have hard passes on. This is where my limits are. Where do you cool with that? And if you're cool with that, then you know where you can go forward to. And they'd had that conversation, and my boo Robert told him what he will and won't do, what he was cool and comfortable with, what he wanted to entertain with. And they got down and did all the dirty nasties that Boo Robert could think of, enjoying himself on more than one occasion on the same evening with his friend of his, and came back for seconds and thirds. So what Boo Robert can't understand is when he's had a conversation with his friend and now his friend is stiff-arming him like he's Aqib Talib, or like he is, I don't know, Emmett Smith on a good day. Like, he is, oh, I'm dating myself. Who's a good running back right now? Sonny Michelle. I don't know. I can't even think right now. I really cannot think right now, because the idea that this person got down with my boo rapper and he is now, what the kids are saying now, ghosting, curbing. We can't seem to figure out. So during our conversation, we kind of just talked about some things, and I thought, well, maybe his friend had a conversation with his friend, who just happened to be a girl, a straight girl for that matter, and maybe she put some things in his friend's ear. And I said, wow. And this was my thinking. Some women can be just as petty, catty, and absolutely bitchy when it comes to the joys that other people are experiencing. If they are not experiencing that same joy, we can, and I say we because I'm a girl, and although I've never been that petty or that bitch, I'm pretty sure that given the right opportunity, I could be. We will try to ruin, destroy, come in between, even if we have no idea or no interest or nothing invested in this person, just to see the misery that is that situationship. And as sad as that might sound, it is the case, and it happens. So I thought this is what that might be. Now granted, this woman is straight, this friend of Boo Roberts is, I'm assuming, not cisgender, but he had a great, absolutely awesome time with my friend Boo Robert, and had a conversation with his friend, and now he's calling my friend Boo Robert a slut. Now, that wouldn't bother me. It bothers my friend Boo Robert, but it does not bother me. You call me a slut, hey, it's kind of what I am. You know, if we're going a step further, I might be that hoe for a specific person, but ain't too many people going to come out their mouth and call me that without getting my fist right back in theirs. But we're neither here nor there, and we're not talking about me. My friend Robert cannot stand why he is getting name called and almost like shamed for being who he is and, you know, what they shared. I'm not sure why he felt the need, but this is what my friend is experiencing. So when he told me this, I was like, well, did you tell him, you know, he can go kick rocks and suck a bag of dicks, or, you know, however, you know, you get down and tell people off these days, you know, because I'm not with it. I will cuss you out like a real natural born sailor and not give two shits about it. But, you know, we were just talking about how, you know, beautiful situations can be with some of the co-workers of ours around our establishment, and it just so happens that I was discussing a time when I had seen the picture of the dick of the guy I was sitting next to, and how beautiful it was. And it was on his phone, and here I was sitting next to the in-live version of that dick, and I could not control my, it was almost a fear. I'm not going to call it straight fear, because I wanted to see it so bad, but looking at the picture, I got my hesitation and my pause and the chills on my neck, and all I could do was lick my lips and feel like, oh my gosh, I could really wrap my lips around that. I just want to sit down on it and see how it feels inside of me. I just want the experience of being full and deep sigh and wiggle and not be truly comfortable because there's so much of him. I'm trying to remember the facial expression in this particular movie that absolutely describes what it is that I am trying to convey to you. You know how when you touch something that's hot and you stick your finger down there, and instead of immediately snatching it back, you might let it linger just a little long, and you sit your finger on it and you But you take that deep inhale as though, oh my God, this shit's really hot. And you take a real, real deep breath to the point where your chest expands out and your face is in excruciating pain. Or so that's the thought it's trying to convey. That's what I thought when I saw this man's dick. He showed it to me in a picture. And what he showed me was him in some football pants. You know, the tight, real clean ones that they wear when they're playing football. But he was practicing. And he didn't have on a cup. Because there isn't one that fits him, according to him. And so his dick was just laying alongside his thigh. And you could literally see the imprint of the rim of his head and that big main vein through these fucking football pants, people. And I stared at that picture and I swear to God, my mouth started to water. It's starting to water right now. And as I sat there and I stared at the picture, my hand was clutching his knee. And he was like, "Hey, girl." And I was like, "Yeah," but my eyes didn't leave the phone. And he was like, "You all right?" And I said, "No, I want to sit on it." And I think about the song that Ari Lennox and Jasmine Sullivan sing together on it. And I'm not even asking him to prove anything to me, because it looks like the dick is doing just that. And I'm just looking at a picture. I just wanted to sit on it. And I wanted to be able to prove to him why he should let me. And I didn't get a chance to see it, not that night or any other night for that matter, because I think I came on just a tad bit strong, which I'm pretty sure some of us can do. I wanted to talk about that too. When dudes are fiending and they get downright self-righteous about being able to fuck, and they coming up with all these different ways about why the girl should let them, the girl kind of still thinks about why she should. And sometimes maybe it's a bit much and, you know, you're coming on a little strong. But there's still conversations to be had. But when a woman comes on strong, it's like the dude is scared. It's like he does not understand the level of intensity that is a woman who really wants to fuck. And not, say, in my case, have a relationship or be your girlfriend or even, you know, somebody you gotta hide. We ain't gotta hide. I just want to be able to call you, or you call me and we meet up, and I just be able to straddle your lap and feel full on the dick that you're giving me. And just saying that is scary to some dudes. This dude in particular with the big dick or a third leg or tripod, what the fuck ever. He has a beautiful penis. And hell, if I just held it, I think I'd be satisfied with that. But I think me being as tactless as I was that night, and have been since, actually, scares him. And maybe scares a harsh word. Maybe he is just really, 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 really intimidated by the fact that I am so forward about the need and desire to fuck him. And that's it. I'm not asking you to claim me. I'm not asking you to be with me. Well, just for however long it takes you to come a couple times and me to lick your dick and hold it in my hand and just slob on it as much as I possibly can. I'm not asking you to perform anything other than what you want to perform. I'm not asking you to do anything. Don't buy me nothing. Don't take me nowhere. Don't woo me. Just fuck me. You know what I'm saying? Like, that kind of fiending for some dick is what we're really discussing. You got me fiending. Like, a fiend is somebody who is not abhorrent about the feelings that their controlled feelings, focused feelings on just one particular thing so much that you gotta have it type thing. And while his dick is something I will never, ever, ever be able to get out of my mind, it is forever imprinted. You know, I've moved on. And, you know, I don't try to measure up or compare. I do certainly remember the bad ones, the good ones, the greatest ones. Not like Yaya, who hasn't been really memorable or hasn't had memorable sex. I don't know what that means for the dudes that she has had sex with. And maybe because they weren't, you know, relationship sex types. And they were just, you know, hookups. Me, I don't have sex for... I'm not going to say I don't have them for the memories, because I truly do remember them. I don't have them for the sake of, let's say, pulling them to mind. You know, there are some videos and some pictures that I do have. And, oh, gosh. My ADD continues to send me pictures and, believe it or not, has called, or sorry, text on several occasions about when we could hook up. And it's just never been right. Could have been Tuesday, but I was busy. And I'm so upset about that, because I truly miss being fucking and sitting on... Oh, my God. Thinking about this man's dick, too. My mouth is watery. Fiending, though. Focused, centered attraction to one thing in particular that you have to have it. Maybe I should call it that. Gotta have it. Fiending. Makes me think of Jodeci's song. That song is always and forever will be the shit. Because not only does Devontae put his foot in the beat, but Casey and JoJo and Mr. Dalvin, along with Devontae, sing the fuck out of that song. And just the idea of, you know, the words in that song and how, you know, what they're trying to convey through that song and its message about how they are fiending for this one particular woman or the woman that they are attracted to. I am going to look up the lyrics to this song. But it says, all the chronic in the world couldn't even mess with you. You're the ultimate high. He says, take my money, my house, and my cars just for one hit. And we know what hit is, of you. She can have it all, because they make love every time they do. And it's worse than drugs, because he is an addict of you. He can't leave you alone. You got him fiending. Said he fiending for you. He don't have his own mind. It's all blown on this chick, because her coochie got him so strung out. All he do is wish for it. So tomorrow, if you're not there, then he down. He needs to hear that you, you know, he needs to hear you near. He needs you near, girl, because he just want to be able to make it through the fucking night. He can't leave her alone, because she got him fiending. He hooked on her. There's nothing else he'd rather do. Spend his last dime, all of his money, just for a drop of your time. A drop, y'all. Just a little bit, a bloop of your time. Without a doubt, you got him strung out. He needs you more and more, because you're his joy. Now, when a man tells you that you're his joy, I don't know if there's any other thing that is pleasing to the ear. You are his joy. That's like saying you somebody's peace. And we all know that a lot of times we don't have peace. But can you imagine being somebody's joy? The fact that he is expressing it in song this way, he's telling you that ain't shit he can do about it. And he don't care who know it. He put it over a nice beat and he sung that bitch. And he said, you got him strung out. Take all his money. Just sit it on his face and drop some coochie drip in his mouth. Let him smell it. In that drop of time that you're giving him, he wants that 24/7, 365. He wants you. Now that's just Jodeci singing them songs. We've already discussed the lyrics for On It, but why are we talking? You know, we can look up the lyrics of that. That song On It. It is I don't know, what do you call that? It's just like, it's when you're able to speak your mind, much like I do here, and say the things you want to say and not care, give a fuck about what anybody has to say about it. Like, you know, who gives a fuck what you think? If that's how you think and you're not, you know, you too shy to say it out loud or you too ashamed, don't fucking stop my show. You know, if I got the mind to say it myself, then I'm going to say it. I want to sit on it. So tell me why you deserve it. Come on and prove why I should move. Spit on it. Purr. Ari Lennox says she need more than a text message. You're about to pull off something impressive. Curves got you driving reckless. Take this water and hydrate, bitch. Now, we hear a lot of songs out. I've done my lyrics, part one and two. And guys kind of usually run the gamut on the stuff that they say to us. You know, make us feel all nice and sexy. We play the song on repeat. And now we got our girls coming in to say what's on their minds and say things that, you know, maybe men want to hear, but they ain't rhyme with their boys and saying they want to hear it. Jasmine says, I heard some freaky shit about you, so let me see what that mouth will do. Maybe it's not easy to please me. I'm needy. I need more attention with different positions. I read that in one of my lyrics episodes, and she's saying, yo, you know, this one doggy style of me riding reverse cowgirl is not going to work. I need different stuff. Let's sizzle one time. Let me sit on your face one time. You know, let me ride you from the back with your legs open for a change. Let me put your feet up in the air. Now, see, some dudes just ain't with that. And that's cool. You know, not everybody can get with it. A lot of men are too concerned with how it looks. Don't give a fuck if it's just you and him in the room. But they're concerned about how it looks. And, you know, can't get past the fact that this shit's going to feel good. And she's not ashamed. And she's going to do some freaky shit if you just let her. But you too caught up in how it looks. Bitch, I'm the only one in here with you. But we're not going to go there. So, the guys have this new song out. And a lot of the girls are trying to do their own little version of it. It's, now, I don't know if this man has his name said a certain way, but it's DBSN. And he's got a song called If I Get Caught. You wouldn't want me if you thought I never had hoes. Women like men, other women like. That's just something that everyone know. Now, that's the truth. I don't know if saying this out loud, it makes the man feel good. Like, you know, it almost kind of co-signs why he should be able to cheat. You know, like we're aware that when a man walks around with a woman who's cute and other women see that man, women automatically want that man. It's kind of like I said, how some women will be just as petty and low down and vindictive just to break up a home because they can. Don't forget I was a fly nigga when you got here. Charismatic when you got here. You knew about me when you got here. Now you tripping? Girl, that ain't fair. And you got my phone in your hands. Questions? Not again. Why do we do this? When really the truth is, if I got caught cheating, That don't mean I don't love you. Just fucking them girls. I was gonna, you know, if I got caught cheating, that don't mean I don't love you. Just fucking them girls. I know you ain't gonna let one little fuck mess all this up. Don't let one mistake take all this weight. Don't let one little fuck mess all this up. Would you rather be the girl that cry in a Corolla or a foreign? I don't want to see you cry. I recognize some signs. I can't ignore them. And to tell the truth, I'll hurt you more. Excuse me. And to tell the truth, it'll hurt you more. If you ever find what you're looking for ain't perfect. Baby girl, I'm worth it. Now, let's talk about this whole, if I got caught cheating on me, I don't love you. Why are we cheating? And then that's it. Period. Don't let one little fuck mess all this up. If it was all that great, why are we stepping out? There we go. I need somebody to answer these questions for me. Would I rather be the girl that cry in a Corolla or a foreign? What the fuck difference does it make what car I'm crying in? I'm crying, nigga, and it's your fault. You don't want to see me cry? You recognize the sign, you can't ignore them. But you still not hit you. And it'll hurt me more if I find what I'm looking for. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it'll hurt me more. You know? Hey. Let's keep it real. Nobody's perfect. But I'm a firm believer in what goes around comes around. And I guess whatever's coming around for me is going to be one motherfucking doozy. I stand by the fact that, you know, I do what I do. I don't go looking for it. It looks for me. That can't be the woman's fault. Some people will say, well, if she knows, even though he's looking for her, that he's got a wife or a girlfriend, then she should leave him alone. What we need to be asking is, why is he looking for me? I learned this lesson the hard way, and I've said this several times. You know, my ex didn't wait too long. When we were younger and in college, we did some freaky nasty shit. And we stopped doing it, or at least I stopped doing it because he continued with other people. Because I was of the mind that, you know, we're together now. This is what married life is about. I'm having a kid. You know, you don't do these things around a kid. Well, you know, I was young, people. I admit it. That was not right. That thinking, anyway, that way of thinking was not correct. You know, married people do get freaky and fucked. And they do this shit sometimes to their kids, you know, unawares. I found out the hard way that, you know, you can still be a wife and do some low down dirty shit, some freaky shit, and it still be okay. But I found that out after my husband proved to me that it was possible. It just wasn't with me that he proved it. And I had to learn not to hate him for teaching me that lesson, because, you know, it is true, whoever came up with it. What one woman won't do, there's, I don't know how many my ex said. He stopped counting after 6. Women who will. So are we truly being honest with ourselves when we say, oh, she should leave him alone, knowing he got a wife or a girlfriend? He should leave me alone. He should go talk to his wife or his girlfriend about why he feels the need to step out. And I think that's really all I want to say about that. We can revisit that later on another evening. But this is the end of tonight's episode 16. You Got Me Feeling of Eclectically Sexual Sounds. It's your girl, J.S. Danielle. Evening, my lovelies.